Welcome back to Radio Entrepreneurs. My name again is Jeffrey Davis. And in our desire to keep our listeners informed as to what people are doing to keep this economy going and keep the world going and make a positive contribution during these times of unprecedented change, we're going to dig into the grassroots of our community. We're going to speak with Emily Stoller, student at Rivers School, who's very much involved with what young adults should be doing to protect and turn around our communities during this time. Welcome.
Thank you again for having me.
Great. So tell us a little bit about yourself and what you've been doing to try to help out yourself.
Well, these times are definitely different, as you mentioned. So I'm looking for any way that I can still be involved in the community. I, even before the crisis, worked at the Newbridge location of Hebrew Senior Life, interacting with the different residents. So it's definitely hard for me now that I'm not able to keep up that volunteering, but I've definitely found some new ways to do it virtually.
Interesting. What are the things have you found that you're able to do now to help? Because that's what we were told you could do.
Yeah, so I've been mainly focusing on Zoom sessions, definitely relying on it. So I've been able to volunteer with both my gymnastics gym and, as I mentioned, at Hebrew Senior Life. So for gymnastics, I'm leading and helping with virtual workouts for the younger kids, and we recently just created an at-home workout video that these kids can follow along with. And then for Hebrew Senior Life, I've been working on putting together a Mother's Day video. So I've gotten clips from a lot of families of the residents over at Hebrew Senior Life, and I've been putting together a little montage to display as Mother's Day is approaching.
Have you done this all by yourself, or do you have others working with you on it?
So for the gymnastics portion, I've been working with a few of my teammates, and we've been really working together along with our coaches. And then for this Hebrew Senior Life, I'm of course working with my contacts there, but in terms of putting together the video, that's all me.
Wow. And was this all your initiative, or did someone say, oh, you got to stay busy right now? How did you start to get this whole thing started?
Well, I've always been looking for ways to be involved in my community. So even at the start of the pandemic, I knew that I'm not someone who wants to stay here. I want to get active and be involved. So I've been working. I was the one who had the motivation, had the initiative, but thankfully everyone around me has been so supportive. So I've been working together with both of these groups to find a project that is suitable and works well with this time.
Interesting. And if this is going to continue for a few more months, do you plan on doing this? Or are there any new projects that you're looking into?
Well, I'm always open to new projects. As of right now, I'm still going to continue my gymnastics volunteering. And then as for Hebrew Senior Life, I believe that after this montage, I'm going to get back in touch with my contacts and see if there's a way that I can virtually Zoom the residents or still maintain that activity in the community.
All right. So, we wanted to check in with you and find out about that, what you're doing. If other students wanted to get involved and do things, would you be interested in speaking with them and helping them as well?
Of course. I think during this time, it's really important that we all work together, not only working together to social distance and get healthy, but also to find ways that we can spread optimism and truly make the best of this dark time.
Interesting. Any apprehensions at home from your parents about this, or are they gung-ho behind you?
They're definitely in full support, helping me find different ways. It's definitely hard to find ways when we can't physically interact with people, but everyone has been super supportive.
Great. Emily, you don't have a big organization like some of the people we speak with. If someone wanted to contact you and stay in touch with you through this whole process, how would they do that?
My email, emilystoller@aol.com. So I am very responsive to that. And yeah.
And I just want people to know that you can also find Radio Entrepreneurs on Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. So we're just like your dad, who also has a podcast show. We're very actively promoting it. And we want to tell you that anytime you want to come back and speak with our listeners and tell us what you're doing or look for support, you're always welcome back on Radio Entrepreneurs.
Thank you very much.
Right. And my name again is Jeffrey Davis from Mage LLC, and we're going to take a break. We'll be right back after this short message.